There's nothing quite like a peregrine falcon, according to Greg Septon.
I've always admired their speed, their agility. I mean, they're at the top of the food chain. They're the stealth fighters of the bird world.
Septon is a Wisconsin peregrine falcon manager and researcher.
It's pretty amazing when you see one of these falcons in a stoop at well over 200 miles an hour to pinpoint their prey in midair and take it out. I mean, it's pretty phenomenal to see.
Septon says cliffs are peregrines' natural habitat, but they're just as happy on tall buildings in nest boxes. And there is a box on a 7-story grain silo in West Milwaukee at the Malt Europe Company. That's where Septon is checking on the chicks today. He'll have to walk along a narrow ledge with adult falcons nearby to reach the young.
Well, I've got obviously a safety harness I'll be wearing, and I'll be clipping onto a safety cable that they've installed along the side of the silos. And then I'll wear a pair of leather gloves, and I may carry a broom along with me, so if their falcon is aggressive, I can hold the broom up, let them hit that rather than me. And then a hockey helmet or safety, you know, hard hat.
After donning his gear, Septon grabs a plastic pet carrier, and we ride the elevator to the top of the silo. I'm allowed to peek out the door as Septon approaches the wooden box. The mother falcon is circling in the sky. She screeches and beats her wings, getting a bit closer to Septon with each loop. He quickly slips the two chicks into the carrier and whisks them into the building. And we return to a conference room on the ground floor. That's where I get my first glimpse of the 19-day-old birds. They're downy white and plump, about the size of a sack lunch. Septon gently lays each bird on its back and takes a blood sample for a DNA database. Then he fastens metal ID bands around the bird's legs. They'll allow researchers to identify the falcons if they're spotted months or years from now.
You're going to hear a couple of clicks. The bird isn't being hurt. It's just the rivet gun. This is the federal band, the Fish and Wildlife band, that we crimp on.
Septon says it helps that he's placed a soft towel over their faces.
It's like blinders on a horse to calm them down. You know, if they can't see what's going on, they are a little more calm than they would otherwise be.
As Septon works, Tom Kanitzer is holding the chick's legs in place. He's worked at Malt Europe for years and has become Septon's assistant during his visits. Even though the peregrines appear pretty calm, Kanitzer says holding them in place is harder than it looks.
Their legs seem to be quite strong. I mean, I don't know what I'd compare it to, but a firm handshake. So, you have to hold them pretty tight. But otherwise, they'll pull right out of your hands. So, yeah, it's interesting.
Other employees from the company have been peeking through a doorway. As Septon's work wraps up, he invites them in. He places a towel on the floor and sets down the chicks so everyone can get a look.
So you guys know, I'm going to put the two chicks down here on the floor. They generally will sit still. If one runs, nobody moves. I don't want anybody to inadvertently step on one. So if they move, everybody just freezes.
The workers gingerly approach the chicks, snapping pictures. Employees already wrote down suggestions for the chicks' names. After a short visit, Septon slips the newly named male falcon, LaFlock, and female, Cirrus, back into the pet carrier and returns them to the roof. There, Septon says, the chicks' parents will be kept busy providing food for a while longer.
They'll take flight within 3 to 4 weeks, and they'll hang around here and depend on mom and dad for food, like a teenager, until they can hunt on their own.
Before they leave the nest, Septon says the fluffy chicks' appearance will change dramatically.
In 3 weeks, 3.5 weeks, they'll be sleek. They'll have their flight feathers, their tail feathers. They'll be covered in a dark chocolate brown. They'll have a buff and dark-colored streaked breast. They'll be quite striking.
And they'll move out, finding their own territory, perhaps up high in Milwaukee or somewhere else in the Midwest. As for this nest box, there's a good chance the parents will return next year and beyond to raise other chicks. I'm Annalise Henzel, 89.7 WUWM.